Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The NATO summit in Washington, D.C. was meant to highlight American leadership in the rejuvenation of the 75-year-old defense pact, but all that was thrown into doubt in questions of Biden's ability to hold the White House. Reuters correspondent Zach Goldman reports.
Looming over what was meant to be a symbol of American-led unity is the potential return to power of Republican President Donald Trump. The Republicans' penchant for praising Putin and his threats that NATO members needed to pay more for mutual defense have alarmed allies. Worries among NATO allies have grown since Biden fumbled a June 27th debate. That means this week's summit, instead of highlighting Biden's diplomatic accomplishments, will be laser-focused on his fitness to hold office and whether he will still be president in 2025. While much of the attention will focus on Biden amid growing calls within his own party to step aside, the delegates will have a full agenda focused on military and financial aid for Ukraine and offering some pathway toward its eventual NATO membership.
Reuters correspondent Zach Goldman. A Russian barrage has targeted five Ukrainian cities with more than 40 missiles of different types. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Across the country, one missile struck a large children's hospital in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv, and emergency crews searched the rubble for casualties. Kyiv mayor Vitaly Klitschko visits the site of a destroyed residential building in the capital. He says 17 flats were damaged and that rescuers are in there working and are hearing the voices and people under the rubble. The daylight attacks, including Kinzhal hypersonic missiles, one of the most advanced Russian weapons, the Ukrainian Air Force says. The head of Ukraine's presidential office, Andriy Yermak, said the attack occurred at a time when many people were on the city's streets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA News. New British Prime Minister Keir Starmer continued his tour of the UK Monday as part of his pledge for an immediate reset with governments in Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
After meetings in Scotland Sunday, Starmer met with leaders in Northern Ireland and later Wales Monday. He said his ruling party was one of public service and the sweeping victory in last week's elections was a mandate for change. He stressed strengthening relations with the United Kingdom's devolved or self-governing nations. On his tour, Starmer was asked if he also wants a better post-Brexit relationship with the European Union.
You're right to say that we want to improve relations with the EU. We think we can get a better deal than the botched deal that Boris Johnson brought home. And we will work on that, understanding the work that needs to be done and the nature of the challenge. But yes, we do want to improve that relationship.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The White House said on Monday it did not expect any change in Iran's behavior after the election of a relative moderate Masoud Pezeshkian for president, National Security spokesperson John Kirby said during a briefing.
We'll see what this guy wants to get done, but we are not expecting any changes in Iranian behavior, sadly.
Kirby also said that the United States was not ready to resume nuclear talks with Iran under the new president because the country was still supporting groups like Hamas and Hezbollah, as well as the Houthis attacking ships in the Red Sea, and was still supplying drone technology to Russia. West Africa's main economic and political bloc, the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, has said it is disappointed with a lack of progress in reconciling with junta-led Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
The breakaway junta-led countries signed a confederation treaty on Saturday, underscoring their determination to leave the 15-member Economic Community of West African States. In a communique on Monday, ECOWAS said it was disappointed by a lack of progress with the three nations. And at the opening of a summit in Nigeria's capital Abuja on Sunday, ECOWAS Commission President Umar Touré warned that the region risks disintegration and worsening insecurity. Juntas seized control in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger between 2020 and 2023. They have severed military and diplomatic ties with regional allies and Western powers and moved closer to Russia.
David Doyle from Reuters. The Justice Department says Boeing has agreed to plead guilty to a criminal fraud charge stemming from two deadly crashes of 737 MAX jetliners. Boeing's decision on Sunday came a week after the Justice Department gave the company the choice of entering a guilty plea or facing a trial. Prosecutors say Boeing violated a 2021 deal that had shielded the company from prosecution earlier. Lawyers for some of the relatives of those who died in the two crashes have said they will ask the judge to reject the agreement. I'm Alexis Strope.